Wait, is this thing on? Well, hello, beautiful people. My name is Ann Quiet, and I am the her behind the hope and encouragement, here to encourage, inspire, share some laughs, some words of encouragement, some free game, inspiration, gems, and maybe even some thug tears. Yeah, no, maybe. Listen, if this is your first time tuning in, hey boo, hey, I hope this won't be your last time. I hope today's conversation encourage, inspire, and challenge you in a great way. To my OG listeners, what's up, squad? I am so appreciative of you guys. So without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so listen, y'all know that we've been talking about effective communication, how I felt slick rejected, child. And what I've noticed is that there are some areas that I have not properly addressed. Like, I thought that I addressed those areas, but I really didn't. And it has really led me to a space where either I am going to be an assassin or I am going to be in quiet. I haven't truly gained that sense of balance. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about boundaries. So I'm going to let you guys listen in to Sister Sarah Jakes Roberts, child, and I will be right back.
I thought that freedom, you know, this idea of I just want to be free. I want to fall in love and I just want to love someone unconditionally. And I tried that. But you know what? I figured out that I'm more of a conditional loving kind of person. Your girl got boundaries, you know, like I have some conditions. I'm trying to be like Jesus every single day. But until I get there, you just can't do whatever you want to do to me. I've got some boundaries. I got to create some boundaries because the kind of love that I have to give, I can't just give away freely to people who don't understand or respect what they're getting in return. So I've got some boundaries when it comes to relationships. When I got boundaries when it came to my relationships, I got lonely, but I also didn't have no drama. I didn't have no stress. My edges was flourishing. My skin was smooth. My waist was snatched because your girl messed around and got some boundaries. I feel that for somebody. You don't need no edge entity, you need boundaries. What?
Okay, so listen, I have been on the struggle bus when it comes to creating boundaries for a while. I honestly feel as though I started to create boundaries, not only just in my professional life, but when it's time to create boundaries in this whole dating world, Listen, that's an entire separate ministry. Do you hear me? So I'm going to read. I saw this post on social media and I'm going to read it to you guys. It says, "What do boundaries feel like? It's not my job to fix others. It is okay if others get angry. It is okay to say no. It is not my job to take responsibility for others. I don't have to anticipate the needs of others. It is my job to make me happy. Nobody has to agree with me. I have a right to own my feelings. I am enough." And I'm just going to go ahead and slide in worthy. It's not on the paper. Listen, it's a little ad lib that I didn't add it to the ministry. Listen, as Sarah Jakes Roberts spoke, she thought that she wanted to fall in love and just love people unconditionally. I am too, realizing that I am like that conditional lover, because the love and the affection that I give, if it's not given to a person who understands and a person who is appreciative, then that is like a whole nother process that I have to break down within itself. And so when it comes, like, as you guys have been aware of. I've been talking about effective communication. I've been talking about the sense of me feeling rejected. And what I've learned is that I have to cultivate that balance, right? Because with me being such a loving, such a caring person, sometimes people cross me thinking that it's sweet. Let's be real honest. For those of you who don't know, my grandmother nickname used to be Lit. So take it for what you want to take it for. But listen, like, just don't cross. Like, I am a loving person. But when I feel the sense of someone who is BSing me, the assassin comes out. And to be honest, that's kind of a good, but sometimes not a good thing. Because, see, that is an area why possibly my effective communication skills aren't as great, because instead of me even going back and forth with you, I just cut it off. And honestly, those are opportunities for me to grow, even if the outcome does not turn out how I anticipated. But it assists me from coming from such a passive background, because like I said, I didn't want to go back and forth with people. I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I just didn't want the whole anxiety that comes with disagreeing. And as I am evolving, and as I am embracing this journey, I'm learning that it's necessary. It's necessary. So when it comes to dating, like, sis, bro, and brothers, y'all got to respect this. When it comes to getting to know somebody, even before the dating phase, understand that you legit hold no rank. Let's just be real honest about it. When two people are coming to get to know each other, there are certain things that you should not be asking. Why you didn't answer my phone call? I text you, why you didn't text back? What took you so long to text me? Listen, that is a negative. And see, those type of things make the assassin in me come out. But what I am learning is that once I properly and effectively communicate my boundaries, then that's no longer my assignment. Like, it's no longer my assignment how the person is going to react to what I'm putting out in the atmosphere. It's all on them. And so this is an entire process for me, because listen, this is a real life process. Like, for real, y'all, this is your girl truly growing in real life. And I hope that you guys are able to grow with me. And for those of you who are already, you know, mastering this phase of creating boundaries, I need you to email me, DM me. We need to chat. We need to have a little conversation. But I can honestly say that this is a beautiful process. I take nothing from the experience of not only learning other people, but also learning areas in which I am not as strong as I thought I was. And I'm just here for it. I'm here for growing. But listen, your girl is about to have some boundaries. Like, this is going to be an entire process. Grow with me, people, because listen, I shared on Her Sticky Hope social media how I have fallen for people's representatives and people's potential, because I'm a sucker for potential. Do you hear me? I just really feel like I used to, because I am growing from that space, really used to feel like it was like my job to encourage and to make you live up to that potential. But in actuality, as you guys know, on the last podcast that I shared, and that whole ministry is blessing my entire life, is come as you are is for Jesus in the church, but not for me. So listen, these are some gems, some tools, some resources that are assisting me along this journey of showing up as the best version of myself. And if you are out here on the struggle bus with me, the struggle bus ministry, with these boundaries, we gonna get through this. Like, we are definitely gonna get through this. You hear me? I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you are encouraged, inspired, and challenged. If this was your first time tuning in, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, comment, and share. For more encouraging words and inspiration, please be sure to connect with Her Sticky Hope on Instagram and Facebook. To remain connected with all things Her Sticky Hope, please be sure to check out our website and join the Her Sticky Hope mailing list. If you would like to hear a topic, or you would just simply like to connect, please be sure to reach out. Don't hesitate. You can contact me at connect@herstickyhope.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep going. The person you are becoming deserves it. Later.